Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Sorry, I probably just blasted your eardrums. I feel that I need to really jolly it up for 2012 because the last show I did of 2011, I was poorly sick and it sounded terrible. And usually the show right before Christmas is actually quite a good, fun, exciting, jolly one to do. Last year, it really, really wasn't. I just burned out by the last podcast last year. So I'm sorry about that. It's going to be a much better show today. I'm going to sound like I'm actually alive and kicking to make a really rather contrastive difference to the last show that I did. So I hope you all had a wonderful festive break, whatever you were doing, celebrating Christmas or anything else. And a very happy new year to you too. Let's hope that 2012 is an abundant, wonderful, hot, sunny, peaceful, fun, exciting year, or whatever else you might hope to aim to achieve this year. I hope that you do indeed go on to achieve it. And more than that, I'm fairly certain that you will, because you are listening to the People Building Podcast, and there is everything you could possibly ever need to know to be able to get yourself through the depths and darks of winter, out the other side into the bright lights of summer, achieving all of your goals and potential that you have. How's that? That's a better start, isn't it? Not croaking, not grumbling because I'm tired. None of that. We're just onwards and upwards and forwards from this point onwards. So today's show is all about trance, awakened trance, actually. So starting off the year with something a bit more technical, because usually it's quite self-developmenty, or certainly in the last few months it has been on the podcast. It's been all about the self-development side of things. Today we're going for something a little bit more technical. This article, as ever, is featured on the People Building website, if you want to go and read the written word. It did also go out in the newsletter. If you are not a subscriber to the People Building newsletter, it's worth signing up so that you can find out about all of the free events that we're doing and the bits and bobs that we've got going on throughout the year. To get yourself onto that newsletter, onto that mailing list, you just go to the People Building website, all the www.peoplebuilding.co.uk, and in the box on the right hand side, pop your details on there. So this article, as I was just about to say, actually went out in the newsletter today, and I had a very, very strange response from someone about it. I don't necessarily think it was in relation to this article, but I have to say, at the time, I didn't know what it was in relation to. So I received an email back because I'd sent out this article, but I'd also sent out some information about an NLP for Kids event that we have coming up this weekend. We're going to be in Manchester, Manchester in the UK. We're coming to see you, and we're going to be teaching you guys all about what we do at NLP for Kids. We've got some exciting guests coming along as well. Probably shouldn't say it just in case they don't show up, but we've got the Manchester United Football Club youth coaching team coming along to our event on Saturday. Exciting stuff. Unfortunately, I know absolutely sod all about football, so it's completely wasted on me, to be quite honest. So let me tell you about this really rather odd email that I received, which I thought at the time had something to do with the article I'll be sharing with you today, but actually I don't think it did. So it said, "Tell Gamma, have you been trained by Common Purpose by any chance?" And I thought, I have no idea what you're talking about. So I sent a message back and said, "Ask Gemma, you mean?" "No, I haven't." And then he sent a message back saying, "I actually meant to say, tell Gamma. Anyway, are you sure? Because this thing of yours stinks of Common Purpose." So I said, "Who is Gamma? I don't know what you're talking about. So this is all via email. And then he said, Gemma, sorry, predictive text mistake. Anyway, your organization stinks of common purpose. And if you did not know, Common Purpose is a government-backed charity designed to destroy family values and dismantle local communities and to infiltrate local government. Their main tool for doing this is NLP. So let me ask you again, are you sure you know nothing of Common Purpose? So I said, no. Nothing. Never heard of it. You can keep asking. I still know nothing of it. I certainly didn't know the government had a charity for destroying family values or that they used NLP. And then I went on to say, I've taken you off the mailing list. I don't really think that you get what we do, but thanks for the heads up about the charity of destruction. We'll look into that, which actually I did. And I don't think it looks anything like NLP for kids. Then he sent another message back again saying, I completely get what you do there. I'm just trying to work out if you're using NLP in a good way or a negative one. So I will speak to some of your clients and find out their experience. After all, you're not exactly going to be truthful with me, are you, if you are using it in a negative way, are you? So then I said, you won't know who my clients are. My therapist-client relationship is confidential. With respect, this all seems a bit odd. I help children and families who have had a trauma. I work in schools with children who want to feel better about standing up in front of an audience. There really isn't anything more corruptible, voodoo, or government-led about it than that. And then he sent another message back saying, you've nothing to worry about then, have you? The fact that you've taken my name off your mailing list speaks volumes to me. You have a nice day too. Oh my goodness me. So I don't know if any of you know anything about this Common Purpose charity. I had a very brief look at it. I just looked at their website, and when I looked it up, I Googled it, and there was another listing immediately below it where it was CP exposed, and it was like someone had sort of pulled to pieces all this Common Purpose charity and made it into some kind of big conspiracy theory, and it's all very, very strange. So I genuinely really don't know anything about what this is. And if any of you have heard of it and can enlighten me, I'd be fascinated to know because it was one of the most bizarre conversations I've had by email. That said, I'm sure there'll be more bizarre conversations to come because we have over 10,000 people on our mailing list, and you can guarantee that amongst those, there's going to be some crazy people. So yes, anyway, that was a great start to the year. What we're going to do now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be delving into the article, which could indeed be the thing that ruffled this gentleman's feathers earlier today. And it's a very technical one today. It's called Awaken Trance. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Okie dokie, so I promised you a slightly more technical easing back into work mode and into 2012. So our today's article is all about awakened trance. I've been dabbling a lot more recently with awakened trance. What I mean by this is giving clear instructions and suggestions to clients whilst they are in a fully awakened but somewhat relaxed state. It has been working extremely well with children. Sometimes using formal trance doesn't work, especially with children and adults with busy brains that they cannot quiet. It is working well because I think I'm throwing it in at the end of a session, just as one might do with a session of hypnosis to round off the other great work you may have done using NLP techniques. I say something like, okay, we've covered everything we can here today with the time that we had available, but we still have a few minutes left. A few minutes to fill with something. Is there anything else you wanted to mention? Any little issues you wanted to clear out, having sorted all the other stuff we did earlier? So, here's what's great about this. There's a couple of sneaky presuppositions thrown in here. One, the issue they will share will be little, whether they used to perceive them that way or not. Two, the issues will be cleared out. Their minds will be clear as soon as the issue is out of their mouth. And three, we have assumed that the stuff we worked on earlier is sorted now. Clever, huh? So if I read it to you again, listen out for those presuppositions. Okay, we've covered everything we can here today with the time that we had available, but we still have a few minutes left, a few minutes to fill with something. Is there anything else you wanted to mention? Any little issues you wanted to clear out, having sorted all the other stuff we did earlier? See, get the presuppositions in there? So once they've told me the issue, I then respond to it with a story, anecdote, or reframe which allows them to access thinking and feelings about overcoming the issue. I ask them very little, but say a lot, sometimes acting things out or making it funny. It's not about having a conversation. It's an awakened trance. It's achievable because they are relaxing, having overcome the challenges or learned some techniques to help them overcome those challenges already. In some ways, it works better than diving into a trance at the beginning of the session because they've had plenty of time for rapport building and relaxing. They're in a much more comfortable place by the end of the session compared to at the start. Sometimes I use the awakened trance at the end of my consultations too. Once they have offloaded their problems and received some hope of a solution, they become very relieved and very suggestible. Quite often people have to come and see me at the start of their treatment, claiming that they're getting better already just from the consultation, although no formal work was actually done. A great example of an awakened trance recently was a boy I worked with who was self-harming. He had cuts to his hands, knees and arms. We'd worked together for 3 sessions and on the 3rd session we had 10 minutes to use up at the end. He said he felt that we had covered everything and he was going to be okay now. So I asked the question above to find out if there were any little things that we could mop up before I let him go for good. He said that sometimes his scabs were itchy where the self-harming was stopping and beginning to heal up. I told him it's where the skin is pulling back together to rejoin and heal. The itchiness means the skin is pulling and fusing. All of those little red marks that are left by the scabs after they fall off completely on their own will be red for a while because they are brand new skin for a brand new body. But in just a few months from now, they will no longer be red, and then you will forget that they were ever there, or that you ever used to harm yourself. It was just 10 minutes of saying things like this, putting his problems into a forgotten past and accepting that everything will be fresh and new. And I think it made a difference. So, I'd like you to go off and experiment with some awakened trance stuff. The key things to make this work are using it at the right moment in time. So the person that you are communicating with needs to be feeling relaxed, and you need to have good rapport with them in order for it to be effective. Number two, you need to be working with a relatively low level problem. And number three, when you do this, give them lots of positive suggestions. See how well it works for you, and I'll be back after the break.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
Okie dokie, so it's now that point in the show where it is time for you to get yourself into an awakened trance, or perhaps a slightly more relaxed one than that. So you should not listen to this section of the show if you are currently driving, operating any machinery, or at any other time when you need to be bright and breezy and awake and alert. But for everybody else, it is now time for you to begin to comfortably relax. So allow your body to assume a relaxed and comfortable position. Move your hands into a comfortable place. Ensure that you have the right temperature around you, and that you're free from any distractions that might be going on. And then just as soon as you're ready, you can rest back your head. And then you can close your eyes. And with those eyes now closed, I'm going to count back from 10 down to 0. And you can find that you can relax from an awakened conscious state, gently down into an awakened trance, where you will be able to hear my voice, the words that I say, and the sound of my voice. But these things will help you to become gradually more and more relaxed. And it won't be until at the very end, when I tell you that it's time to open your eyes and wake up, that only then will you realize just how relaxed you had become. So I'm going to count from 10 down to 0. Quite conversationally, easily, not too slowly and not too deeply. And you can just allow yourself to relax to the level that's right for you to go to. And next time you hear this, you might find that you go to a different level altogether. So starting at 10, and notice what level you're at right now. And all I want you to do is to just relax a little more. Just a little bit. Maybe in one particular part of your body. In one particular part of your mind, or one particular thought, can be relaxed even more than it was when you hear me say the number 9. Because 9 is less than 10, and a little closer to 0, where you'll be considerably more relaxed, in more of a trance than you were before. just one little bit at a time. Not too deep today, because this is just about listening in a new way. Hearing words and sentences more thoroughly than you would do ordinarily. Seven. Six. Five. And we're halfway there already. Yet more than that. We can drift down to four, three. One. The oneness. The knowing that you are part of that wholeness that is the whole entire universe. And zero. And then before you know it, you'll be coming back to a full awakened consciousness and just notice the difference between how you were feeling there and how you're feeling now as we go 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 with eyes open now, bright and breezy, wide awake. So there we go. Not a massively deep trance today, but still relaxed enough for you to be able to listen to and absorb some useful positive suggestions. So go off and have a play with the awakened trance stuff. I'd be really interested to hear about how you get on with that. Anyways, that is our show for the start of the year. Woohoo, it's done. And the next one will be at the beginning of February. So have a great start to 2012 and I'll speak to you very, very soon. This is Gemma from People Building and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included, a monthly video podcast and an audio podcast full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.